With me to talk about COTA Air Connect, the new service from the airport to downtown Columbus, is COTA spokesman Marty Stutz. Thanks so much for joining me.
You're welcome.
So why does this make sense today to have this service between the airport and downtown?
Well, there's been an increase in activity downtown. Generally, there are more conferences and conventions occurring at our convention center and other places downtown, and more in the pipeline over the next couple of years. And Experience Columbus is actively working to build the calendar of events and conferences in our downtown. So we anticipate that there will be a greater demand for transit services connecting the airport and downtown. We also have seen an increase in residents living in our downtown and in near downtown neighborhoods. And with that growth in apartments and condominiums, more people living downtown would like to have another option to get to and from the airport. The airport is a job center, and the increased employment opportunities out at the airport require us to look at how can we get people in and out or to and from that job center without having to take a crosstown service or local service that can take a long time, really, to travel back and forth.
So it sounds like it's a mixture, then, of casual travelers, business people coming in, and then, again, workers, what you just mentioned.
Yes, all of that.
And there's just more people now
involved
in all those three areas.
Right, and more demand for the type of service that gets people to and from our airport without having to experience delays like stopping. This is an express service, and so the difference between a local and a crosstown and an express service, as we call it, it's a closed-door service. So once it leaves downtown, it gets on the freeway and doesn't stop again until it gets to the airport.
So then that will be approximately, I mean, it depends upon the time of day, I would imagine, but about less than a half hour, I would guess.
I think that most trips are going to be in the 20 to 25, sometimes 30-minute period. Like you said, it does depend on the time of day because sometimes it's a little more crowded out on 670 than others.
Where will the buses then pick up the passengers exactly, like in the downtown area? Will there be several stops then?
It's along our regular bus stops that are located on Front Street and 3rd Street will be bus stops for this service. And so there won't be any new bus stops or any bus stops that are only for Air Connect, but all stops along that alignment, people can pick up the Air Connect. And all of those are located within easy walking distance to area hotels downtown, as well as Nationwide Arena and the Convention Center.
They're not specially marked then as airport transit stops?
They'll be specially marked. The flags or the bus stop signs will indicate that the COTA Air Connect stops there, but they're not only for Air Connect. They're regular bus stops for our other services as well. We have a fleet of four specially branded COTA Air Connect buses, very easy to spot. Red, they're mostly red, and they say COTA Air Connect on them. They're also outfitted with luggage racks on the inside.
And how long, then, will people have to wait for the bus to arrive?
They will be operating pretty frequently at 30-minute frequencies. So that means every 30 minutes, a stop will be served by a COTA Air Connect.
And the buses, then, will operate 7 days a week?
Yes. They will begin operating at 6 a.m. until 9 p.m.
Well, thanks for joining me. I've been talking to COTA spokesman Marty Stutz about the new COTA Air Connect that will use COTA buses to transport passengers from the airport and downtown Columbus. Thanks so much.
You're very welcome.